Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
I do agree that we're opening up here, don't you think? Like this is where like we could go in a lot of different directions. And I've got a couple guys that I'm staring at. Can I have two picks? Can I trade someone for some picks here?
No.
Because I'm staring at a couple players here. By the way, Frank, what do you think about that in a weekly roto format? This is obviously the assumption you're going to be able to adjust him to hitter pitcher, but it's weekly, so you're going to have to just bite the bullet on whichever one. Do you like Shohei there?
Yeah, that's actually my number five player. So we've gone completely in order so far, the top five that I have written down here. I also had a note about good old Lance Lynn helping pad the stats for Shohei Ohtani. So I'm happy you brought that up. Power and speed has been there so far. And again, you know, the first month of the season, I have Ohtani in a league and I think great fantasy baseball invitational. I used him only as a pitcher the first month. It was like pitching was so bad everywhere. I just needed help. I had some injuries. So just having that luxury, you know, the fact that you have to use him as a utility hitter is not great, but that luxury of having either a top five starting pitcher or a top five hitter in baseball, it's amazing for fantasy. So yeah, I think he's absolutely worth it.
Oh, buddies, I'm very torn here. I'm very torn, kind of like what Bogman said. I think, all right, we're going to do this. I was going to go in and I don't want to talk myself out of it. I feel like I'm just talking myself out of something that I want to do. And I am not going to do it. I'm actually going to go back to my gut feeling here. My gut was going back to Jose Ramirez. I'm going to go to Jose Ramirez here. It's been a very slow start to the year. I actually had to really go and peek and find where the stats were. But I mean, it's under 10 homers, under 10 stolen bases, but his strikeout rate is the lowest of his career. I also think there might be an aggressiveness issue that's kind of plagued him, but it's 8% strikeout rate, double digit walk rate, 277 batting average, which is in line. One of the biggest problems for that team, though, is the offense has been dead. It has been absolutely dead, and it's hurting his numbers. There are plenty of stats are in his favor, though. His barrel percentage is in the same realm. It's a little bit hard hit. It's up from last year. His XBA is actually the second highest of his career. So you can see there's more in the tank. And you want to talk about second, third projections? 2020 on Jose Ramirez. It's still a position of meh at third base. So I'm going to go with Jose Ramirez here. I love the second portion of projections. I keep saying second half. It's not going to get away from me. But the 2020 side on the bat X is wild. I think there's only two players. Yeah, there's only two players that are June 2nd on projected to go 2020, and it's Acuna and Jose Ramirez. So I'm going to go with Ramirez as my second pick for, I guess this will be Welshy. This is what Frank always goes, Welshy. So this will be Welshy is my second version here, and I'm going to go with him. So Frank, you're back up for the seventh pick. This is Frank part trois. Was that what it
was?
Three.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I did it right.
It's going to just be two, three. I guess it's technically the third iteration of my team, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like a new, but this is like a new drafter. This is another version of Frank.
So we are at seventh overall, and I like the pick of Jose Ramirez. I think it does kind of open up here. I think he could go a bunch of different directions. And I'm going to go with Julio Rodriguez, who had a slow start to the season. And he was day to day with a back injury towards the end of April. So I'm like, maybe that's something that hampered him earlier on in the season. But he won American League Player of the Week last week, and he's turning it on recently. He's got 10 homers and 10 steals. So he's still on pace for a 30-30 season. Have to imagine as the weather starts to heat up, hopefully balls start to fly out a little bit more in Seattle. The batting average is low, 245. And the expected numbers, actually, they weren't great last year. They're not great so far this year for Julio Rodriguez, but his BABIP is really low, and he still hits the ball really hard. So I think there will be some positive regression in that way. You know, maybe he only winds up hitting like 265, 270 this season. But if he does that with like 30 homers and 30 steals, I think he's still worthy of being like a top 6 or 8 pick. So Julio Rodriguez for me.
It's such a good pick. That's literally my battle. I was just about to go Julio because I believe in the second half bounce projections are 2018 on the bat X for him. He's already has been a 10-10 guy. So just, you know, throwing it back here, it's essentially another 30-30 season. You're already seeing the offensive bounce back as well. So I found it really hard to kind of stray away from him. Stolen bases are, I guess, just weird in general, though, for this season. But I think that's a great pick. That's who I was kind of staring at. That's probably where I would have gone. That is where I would have gone if I had not gone Jose Ramirez. So, Bogman, this is Bogman part 3. And or if you have a name for him,
Scott. No, let's just say Scott for this one.
This is just Scott.
Yeah.
Very serious. He means business. So this is business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah. This is business in the front, business in the back. This is all business. This is Trey Turner. My number one overall player going into the season, once again, a guy that is not performing right now, but the rest of the season projections are very favorable. And, you know, Frank just talked about BAPIP for Julio. I mean, Trey Turner's BAPIP isn't bad. It's 297, but his career is 341. And the last 4 seasons in a row, he's never been below 342. And 342 was last year, his lowest over the past 4 seasons. So I think Trey Turner's going to have a big second half or, you know, June 2nd on, as Welsh would say. So give me Trey Turner here. I'm sticking with my guns.
Well, now it's really going to open up. I feel like we're going
to
have
to do something weird.
I think I might do something weird. I'm close to doing something weird because there are a lot of like cool, fun names in here. And I'm struggling with exactly the direction I want to go. Oh, I know. Okay, we're going to do that guy or that guy. Okay, no, you know what? We're going to. All right. Welsh number. What version of this? What idiot version of this is Welsh mine? Tree? This is okay.
I don't way know down time. Bang. It's Welsh.
This is Topher Welsh. This is Topher.
Topher.
This will be Topher. Topher is going to, you know, we have seen a bounce back. I think this is a really tough one. This might be a bad pick, too. This actually might be a really bad pick, but I...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Do care about what rest of season projections are going to look like. I also care about bounce backs in general. And one of the bounce backs we're seeing...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
Juan Soto. And Juan Soto, I think, might be fringy first, probably maybe more aligned to second, because I think I could have gone in a couple different directions. But, you know, if we're being honest, he has bounced himself back. Actually, has the 15th best WAR so far this year. 10 homers, 6 stolen bases, that 263 batting average, not great. Projected for the second best in the second half, 23 homers with an almost 300 batting average. That team is going to get going. He's starting to get going. The passiveness is starting to dissipate a little bit. He's being a little bit more hyper-aggressive like that team needs to be. I just don't think it's crazy that two Padres are in the first round. Juan Soto definitely further back down. Maybe, again, I acknowledge maybe he does need to be further down, and I'm jumping a little bit. Frank, I'm curious, what do you think about Juan Soto at this spot? Is this way too early?
No, I think this is fine. I have my next five picks are all hitters from 9 to 13, and I think all of them are completely interchangeable. So I'm totally fine with Juan Soto here.
And was he one of them?
Yeah, he was one of them. Monster May for him, got back on track, 333 batting average with five homers, five steals, and 1114 OPS. That'll play perfectly. I mean, if we're getting five homers, five steals per month, that's a 30-30 pace. So that's exactly what we want from Soto. I would imagine he probably runs a little bit less. That Padres lineup has to get going, right? I mean, at some point, I know the back half of that lineup, I was laughing, like Gary Sanchez was DHing for them on Thursday. I tweeted it out, and then he goes out and hit a home run. So he makes me look stupid, of course.
But not that stupid.
I have to imagine like the top half of this lineup is going to turn it on. And when they do, the counting stats are going to come fast and furious.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm hoping to buy in. All right, so Frank, where the hell are we? We are at the 10th pick, so we're now in double digits here, getting close to the back half of the first round. You said you got a bunch of hitters, so you're playing your card out a little bit. So which hitter are you diving into?
I'm going to go with the rock-solid four-category production of Yordan Alvarez, who's hitting 278 with 14 homers and 48 RBI so far, and he's been doing that without Jose Altuve for most of the season. So you have to imagine he's going to be among the league leaders in runs and RBI the rest of the way. I think he's someone, again, that could compete for probably not 50, but can we get to like mid-40s in home runs? We know he's not going to give you any steals, so you're going to have to find that elsewhere. But yeah, I think Yordan Alvarez, with what he's done this year, some room for the batting average to grow as well. Yeah, one of the best pure hitters in the game. I'm taking him here, 10th overall.
That was my big debate, was between Soto and Alvarez. Those were the two that I was kind of battling between. Little bit, obviously, stolen base option with Juan Soto. Maybe a little bit more power with Alvarez, maybe a little bit more consistency with Alvarez, but I went with the high bounce back on Soto. I love that Alvarez pick. Bogman, you have the 11th pick here. This is Bogman version 4. What say you?
Give me Strider here. I just want the most dominant pitcher on the board. He's clearly the number one. He's over 100 strikeouts. His K per nine is almost 15 right now. It's 14.9 something, I believe. It's just insane. With this 14.98, by the way, it's crazy what this guy has been doing. His XFIP is 269, his Sierra is 249. He's just the best pitcher in baseball right now. It's hard to argue that. So give me Strider.
269. Damn, you fine.
I was thinking the same exact thing.
Were you?
When he said it, I was like, Lil Jon just going to pop out somewhere and start singing.
269. Damn, you fine. Bogman getting low. I was thinking about Strider. I actually think this is the spot. I think it was a good pick. Funny enough, though, I mean, you know, in how the valuation of pitchers are, he's actually not like the top WAR pitcher on the year. That's actually Zach Gallen. But Spencer Strider, the youngest,
I've watched Zach Gallen pitch. Strider's better, and I love Zach Gallen.
Well, but also for fantasy though, the valuation of what Spencer Strider offers with the strikeouts is at the top. I actually think, even though I think Strider's like clear cut number one, but then I think what happens at two, and I'm gonna be very interested what happens to the rest of this, it opens up to like three or four different pitchers of where we can go. All right, so this is one I've been sitting on. I'm gonna pull the trigger here because this is pick 12.
This is the guy I was debating between. I guarantee it.
100%. I'm taking Wander Franco is the guy. Was that the guy?
No,
that's not the guy. Okay. I know where you're gonna go with the next one. That's fine. Wander Franco, the first half, I think it's sick. He's a full-on five category player. The best, one of the best offensive teams, seven homers, 20 stolen bases. Second half, projections haven't obviously kind of caught fully up. I think there's still a big basis, as many of these are, by the way. There's a big basis still on like full season production, but even so, this rest of portion, 14 stolen bases projected. 10 homers, that's going to put him over 30 stolen bases. We're going to push 20. He's going to hit close to 300. You're also going to get big counting stats just in general. I kind of been having this conversation for a while about where Wander Franco would look if he were to have, if it were to all click finally, and where would he base out versus the rest of these guys, Bo Bichette, Francisco Lindor. And it was always kind of dismissive about like, well, it's this or that, but nobody projected the stolen bases. Nobody saw the stolen bases to go at the level that they are. His barrel percentage has gone up. all expected stats are in line to where he is. Hard hit has gone up. Everything lines in to him continuously being this guy as long as he keeps stealing bases. So listen, 20-30, 300 batting average. He's going to push 100-100 on run and RBI. That's a first-round talent. Wander Franco, surprise, surprise, first-round talent. I'm taking him here at 12. Frank, you are up at 13. I don't know if he was he in your short list.
No, I still have a couple other hitters before him, but I think this is the problem, right? With ranking players rest of season at any point is where do you stick the veterans that have such a great track record versus these young players who have emerged, right? Like how much do you trust 2 months worth of production? This is what we had to do following the shortened 2020 season, right? Like,
yeah,
this is for real. And that's where we're at right now is, okay, is Wander Franco valued over a more proven guy, someone like Bo Bichette, who I'm going to take here. But I think there's other names that are in this mix as well. Bo Bichette, currently one of the league leaders in terms of batting average this season, 329 batting average. The power has bounced back. He already has 11 home runs. The steals are disappointing. I think the days of him being like a 20-plus steal guy are gone. He's probably more of like a 10 to 12 steal player at this point. But if he hits over 300 with 30 home runs, great counting stats, and around 10 steals, the expected numbers are ridiculous. 340 XBA is actually better than his 329 batting average. So he's bounced back in a big way. The steals are a little disappointing. Everything else has been awesome for Bo Bichette. I am taking him 13th. Yeah, I think it's 13.
This is 13. Yes, 13. Okay, Bogman, you are up here at 14.
This is who I was debating between when I took Strider. Give me Vlad. Vlad at 14 is a fall. Obviously, he hasn't had the year that we thought he was going to have, but I trust him to bounce back. Power hitter, you know, everything that Frank said about Jordan, you could say about Vlad. Same deal, four category guy, going to crush it. And I think he's in for, a big next 100 games. So he'll be fine.
All right. I'm battling. Okay. I think I've got two. I got two picks Snake. For Welsh number five. This is Wheel Welsh. This is it the Wheel Welsh here with two picks? Very common.
You thinking of Mambo number five, Frank?
Yeah.
Welsh number five.
Mambo
number
five. I definitely didn't think that. All right. So this would be a common like ace territory. This would be also a place where you could attack stolen bases and you could like one could be stolen bases. One could be power. But think about this. I want you guys to sit on this because I'm going to give you both of my picks here. Both of my picks I'm about to lock in and kill me or not. Number one, at 15, I'm going to take Kyle Tucker, who has fallen down.
Yeah,
I don't think he, obviously, I mean, first.
He's 7-7 already,
Yeah, and projections on the second half, 2016. So you're still looking at a 25 guy. Offense is going to get going. Overall production, like you were mentioning, I'm pulling these up here on the power, 7-7, 267 strikeout percentage, cut walk percentage up. ISO's just been down a little bit and expected stats even better. Hard hit up, barreled down. We did that conversation, if anybody listened to it on Rates and Barrels, about how interesting barrel percentage can be weighted to more power numbers where everybody focuses on just hard hit. They'll work together, but you should really pay attention to those barrel numbers.
Think about the Astros team. Like, you look at the Astros, they're amazing, right? They've always been last 5 years they've been amazing, but Jordan a little banged up to start, Altuve was out, Bregman was terrible, and Jose Abreu just hit his first homer. So Tucker is doing that all without a lot of lineup help. It's him and Jordan, and that's it. So, now
he hasn't been magnificent, and he hasn't been magnificent. But think about this: this is a guy that was going 6 or 5, and I'm getting him at 15. Guess who I'm pairing him with?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
But nobody.
ITL.
Corbin Carroll.
Suck it.
Corbin Carroll, 100,000%. I actually thought that's who you were going to take instead of Vlad. The nine homers, six stolen bases with an under 20% K percentage. So strikeouts have dropped. Batting average sitting at 290. He didn't walk for the first 3 weeks of the year. Hard hit up. He's got a 114 max EV. Barrel percentage is around 8.5 right now. These are phenomenal. Now, the expected stats a little bit lower. He's gone through these weird spurts, by the way, of like not running here and there. I don't know what that's about.
He had like lefties the knee better. Thing, you know,
yeah, but also it's like Lovello that's in there. But regardless of any of this, through 50 games, he has got 9 homers with 35 runs and 22 RBI. So if you want to play the game, he's going to push 90 to 100 runs, probably going to sit around 70 on the RBI range, round 20 homers, over 30 stolen bases. Guess what that is? Guess. It's Mookie Betts from a couple years ago. That is the stats that Mookie Betts has put up in years prior when he's a first round pick. I'm taking Corbin Carroll and pairing him with Kyle Tucker. And I'm very excited about that pairing here. So we are coming back here to Bogman, and we'll probably try to pick it up a little bit going through the second half here. So Bogman, your first pick, or for Bogman number 5. That sounds better for Mambo. Bogman number 5, second pick.
Bryce Harper. Bryce is healthy now, obviously. Not playing a position, although with all their corner infielders hurt, they may have to just hand him a first baseman's glove and let him catch balls over there or something. Harper is healthy now. You don't have to wait any extra time for him. So to pair him with Vlad, I think, is a pretty safe option here. So give me Bryce.
This is literally my favorite part of the draft now, because I don't know what the hell's going on here. We've had one pitcher go. We've got a couple power bats that are still out there. Things are going to open up. So Frank 5 is on the docket. Bryce Harper just went. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, so there's still one hitter left from that group that I mentioned earlier from my 9 to 13, and it's Mookie Betts, who does have a lower batting average so far this season. Expect the numbers say that he's been a little bit unlucky so far. Still has 13 home runs. The counting stats are amazing. You know, he's probably like a 260, 270 hitter at this point, but he's given you 30 home runs by season's end, 100 plus runs, 100 plus RBI. And like Bo Bichette, you know, the steals have come down. He's probably more of like an 8 to 12 steal guy at that point. I think that's still worthy of being like a borderline first round pick, early second rounder. So, yeah, absolutely fine getting Mookie Betts at this point.
What do you think about Corbin Carroll over Mookie Betts rest of season?
I had Corbin Carroll a little bit lower, but... You know, I'm a little bit slower to, I guess, move these breakout players up. Obviously, he has tremendous prospect pedigree. I was looking at the max EV right now, too, right? Like, that's one thing that I had some questions about coming into the season. And, you know, Welsh, you were spot on pointing out the ISOs at every level in the minors. But that max EV, the power has played so far for Corbin Carroll. I think it's a conversation. I have a little bit lower as like a mid-second rounder, but I don't know. Maybe I just... give too much credit to these old crusty veterans.
Nah, but I also think like, that was a tough one for me with Mookie Betts. This is also a situation where all my Welsh variants know that like we're not going to get Corbin Carroll too much further. You know, so it's like I do kind of agree like maybe he belongs in there. But I think this version of me looked at the possibility of having two guys that I can shore up close to 60 stolen bases while also getting close to maybe 40 plus homers. That's hard to do in the first two rounds.
Well, it's just also watch Corbin Carroll walk off the Diamondbacks in a dub. So, you know, yeah. I'm sure that helped a little.
But I'm also taking like team construction in there. Like Mookie Betts is great in floor, but I think on that wheel pick, I kind of went on the high upside with the big stolen bases. So I think it's a grouping. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with anything you say, but like, I think Carroll, Betts, I think those guys actually live in the same range. And it's probably no shocker that I did it. But I think the key here is he was going in this range. He was going to go in the second round. All right, so we can speed up here. Welsh number 4. This might be controversial, and maybe I'm going to be dumb when I do this, but I'm going to go with the first pitcher that I've taken, and I'm going to go with Shane McClanahan, the leader in wins here. I don't know, and I'm very curious, Frank, in your take on this. You don't have to go too long because I know we're keeping you here longer, but like, I think this is open. Garrett Cole has been fine. There's a couple other guys I guess you could slide into this conversation. Zach Allen's got the best war, but I think Shane McClanahan has got an over 10K per nine. His ERA is super low. Incredible offense team. I think this is the guy. I think these are my two dynasty guys coming into this year, by the way. We're Strider and McClanahan. So I'm going to take him here, pair it with my McClanahan team. What do you think about McClanahan or my Franco team? What do you think about McClanahan as SP2?
Wow, what a Tampa Bay Rays homer. Wander Franco, right? Dino Mac on the same team. This was who that was the next player I had ranked. I had him 15th overall in this exercise that we're doing. He's my SP2. As of now, I've got Strider up at 1. I've got McClanahan 2. ERA, whip is a little bit high. You want to see those walks come down a little bit. Yeah. But the shoulder issues are gone, hopefully now, hopefully forever. And I think he should be the SP2 rest of season.
Okay, we're in agreement. That's crazy. I'm shocked that we are. Bogman, who do you got with Bogman number four?
How about Goldie? How about Goldie here? Just you take a little risk by taking a pitcher in the first round. How about just the highest floor bat you could possibly pair that with? In Goldie, 10 homers, 7 swipes, hitting .298. Still one of the best players in baseball, and I get him at a value. So I will rock with Goldie here.
Okay. Frank, you are up here. We're in the mid round here. I don't know exactly, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I guess it's pick 21 for Frank number four. You had Jordan Alvarez with this one.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, should I just take my highest ranked player or should I draft this as if I was actually constructing a team for power and speed? What do you think?
I kind of think this is like kind of the construction of how you would draft a team. Yeah, play around with that.
Okay, so Yordan Alvarez, you mentioned, was the player I took in the first round with this team. So I'm going to go ahead and take Randy Arozarena because I do think that this team needs some speed and he's made massive improvements this year in terms of plate discipline. He's walking more. He's striking out less than ever before. And if you look at all these Rays breakout players, they have something in common. They have all raised the launch angle. They're all hitting more fly balls this season. Same thing could be said for Arozarena. 93.2 average exit velocity. That's a career high. 16% barrel rate. That's a career high. And he hasn't even run that much yet. Only 6 steals. I think he's capable of stealing much more. I think he's absolutely worthy of a middle second round pick.
I like that pick a lot. All right. I still think we're kind of in a territory where these things are a little bit difficult. I'm trying to pair out what players did in the first 2 months compared to what we might be getting into the rest of season. And I'm going to go back to a traditional second round pick here. And this is going to be paired with, where the hell is this team? No. This is going to be paired. This is the Topher team with Juan Soto. I'm going to take Rafael Devers. I'm going to put Rafael Devers back into it. The rest of season projections are incredibly favorable. And I wouldn't try to lie that that's not more of a major focus here. 13 homers into this first portion, hitting only .246, which is not great, but expected stats way back in the favor of him. He's actually got a higher barrel rate. It's the second highest he's had of his career this year. Hard hit, the highest of his career. His XBA is over 25 points higher than it currently is. And those rest of season projections have him over 22 homers, which would lead him to having a 35 home run season. And he would go well over 100 RBI. So I'm going to go with Rafael Devers to pair with the Topher team here. So this takes us back to Bogman. You're up.
Yeah, the all business team with Trey Turner. Let's go Gerrit Cole in the second round to keep that high floor as well. I mean, Trey Turner is a bit of a risk because he's had a bad year. Gerrit Cole's had a good year. Steady Eddie on the pitching side there. So if I am risking in the first, I'll take a high floor guy in the second and pair him with Gerrit Cole.
Frank, you like Gerrit Cole as SP3?
The rankings don't say that right now. I think it's super close. I moved him outside of my top 5 starting pitchers, but I do have a few other ahead of him. I won't reveal those names just yet.
Okay. Well, you're up. You're back up here. This is Frank part 3, who took Julio with the 7th pick.
Yeah. So this team is just going to be loaded with power and speed, but might have a questionable batting average. I'm going to take Bobby Witt Jr., 10 homers, 17 steals so far. The expected numbers say that the batting average should come up, more of a .250, .260 hitter rest of season. That's the hope for him. He is hitting the ball harder this year. And obviously the speed has just been tremendous. 17 steals, one of the best marks so far in the league. It doesn't help that like the Royals are just awful. So you have some question marks there with the counting stats, but you're probably looking at a 25 to 30 homer, 40 plus steal guy when everything is said and done by the end of the season.
Probably one of the biggest fallers. I was actually curious if he was even going to go in this. I probably would have snagged him with my last one, but I was watching where he was going to go. So Bobby Witt going from, you know, anywhere in NFBC's as high as 7 to falling to mid to second round here. So this is the Welshie team. This is the second variant of my team. Has Jose Ramirez. Going to pair him with an oldie. We're going to Mike Trout. We're not going to let Mike Trout fall out of the second round. The rest of season projections have Trout with the second most homers. That would be 30, 71 runs, 74 RBI. These are all projected into the second half. I've already got stolen bases with Jose Ramirez projected at 20 rest of, so I don't really care necessarily about where Trout's at. He's already got 13 homers into the year, hitting .278. We're going to cross 100 RBI, 100 runs. Hopefully they'll just offensively pick it up in general. And he's Mike Trout. I think it's pretty easy. Barrel percentage, everything is like in line with who Mike Trout is. There might be some variations of falling down a little bit, but I still believe in the second half of Mike Trout, and I like pairing him with Jose Ramirez. So that's where I'm going. Bogman, you are up for your second version of you.
Give me Marcus Semien to pair with Shohei Ohtani. Semien is number two in runs, number five in RBI right now, to pair with eight homers, seven swipes, and he's hitting .296. Plus, he plays at a premium position, second base. So Marcus Semien is definitely a riser on the board, but I feel like a pretty safe pick right here for this Ohtani team.
All right, Frank, you are up. This is the second. This is the Stamps team. You took Freddie Freeman last time. So who are you pairing with Freddie Freeman?
I do love the Marcus Semien call, by the way. That was my next highest ranked player. That Rangers lineup, it's crazy what they've done without Corey Seager for most of the season. So, yeah, I thought that was a great pick. I'm going to take a starting pitcher here, and it's going to be your guy. It's going to be Gallen. Zach Gallen here.
I knew you were going to do this. Top, damn it.
My top three starting pitchers that I have ranked rest of season: Strider, McClanahan, Shohei Ohtani. Obviously, he's kind of unique in that way.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep. Feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
And it's Zach Gallen. Gallen's my number four ranked starting pitcher rest of season. Obviously throwing that curveball more this year. The swinging strike rate is up. Top 10 in K-minus walk rate so far this season. Got great run support behind him there with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League. More Spoon. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. We are getting to the time. Fellas, only four. That's not a good number. You know it. And it'll just slowly, we'll just set it off to pasture.
We didn't have the holiday weekend. Yeah, the holiday show. So, you know.
I'll accept it. Holiday weekend and stuff like that. But the one thing that does save it, the one-time Boom King. Out of the clouds.
Sting from the top ropes here.
I know his name. I've DM'd him a couple times. It's like mysterious. So I was just like,
the Boom King.
Talk about something and then he'll disappear. I didn't talk to one time in 8 months, like 8, 9 months, 10 months. Out of absolutely nowhere, he has sent one. And you want to know what? It is so beautifully timed, hilarious to the show. Didn't even realize it. And how perfect the song is going to be. But we only got a couple voicemails here, so nothing crazy. Strap in. You do have a song. And you know what? It's always kind of fun and interesting when we have Jack and one time, because Jack is a I should be more descriptive. Jack is a parody song person, a lot of acoustics and stuff. He writes. I don't think you guys get enough credit. Like, he writes these songs. One time produces music, so he writes originals. There's really no parody necessarily to it, but he does full-on production. So it's like these two different scopes of songs that we get that are both magical in their own ways. So this isn't going to be a parody song. This will be a song that one time put together and produced. But shout out to her boy Jack too. I should have hit up Jack and been like, do a song about this person also. So that would have been hilarious. But we'll do that here in a minute. I do have a warning though. Mm-hmm. So we have a voicemail. I'm going to let you pick your bogs.
All right.
Our boy, speaking of not talking for a while, our boy Antone sent us a voicemail.
Antone!
But before you get too excited there, buddy, this came in on Saturday at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, let's go.
There is no chance that this one is going to be okay, right?
Well, if it's terrible, we'll delete all of this, and you will never know that Antone sent us a voicemail. So let's
go. Another person, maybe because football's starting to roll around, Antone's starting to kind of peek back up. Maybe one time, people don't know, by the way, football podcast going to one a week. Starting here, actually today, we dropped an NFL mock draft. So once a week, NFL, the ITL Fantasy Football Podcast is back. So we got some football guys. Antone's a little bit more football. Haven't heard from him forever. But like I said, this is a 2:30 in the morning, almost 2:40 in the morning voicemail on a Saturday. I saw this. I almost deleted it. I have not listened to it. I have no idea. Maybe it'll be completely normal. Nothing good happens at 2:30 in the morning. Trust me. But here we go. Here's our boy Antone. No idea.
Well, Spogman, what's up, players?
What's up?
Antone, long time, long time.
What are you doing up at 2:30?
Still see the show all the time. Just haven't called him to the voicemail in a while. But yeah, Bogman, we need to get up, hang out, man. Share internet search history or something. Go to a Houston Cheaters game, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Minaj to owe you dinner or lunch from a bet we made a while ago. So yeah, man.
What was the bet? Hold on. I like this. This is just like...
this is like having a great time.
This is like an actual voicemail. He's like, "Yo, what's up?
We got being a buddy.
What was the bet?
I have no idea.
He owes you food,
I guess.
What would you make? Anton lives in Houston, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some places in Houston like proper that I really want to try.
Could I pick the place, the type of food?
No, absolutely not. No,
because you know what? What would I make you eat?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
What is it I always tell you to
get? You want me to get ribs every time.
And?
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. Ribs and mac and cheese.
Like Welsh. Like, I could make an OnlyFans where I just eat ribs and mac and cheese, and I had one subscriber, and it would be Welsh. I don't know why.
I would support
it. This creep, you guys, he was trying to force me to eat brisket mac and cheese from this restaurant in Phoenix after we had just eaten.
We actually ate at Guy Fieri's restaurant. And then 20 minutes later, we walked to the bourbon bar and I was trying to get Bogman to immediately order the brisket mac and cheese.
Yeah, I was like, dude, we just ate. What are you talking about? He's like,
I did it for like 2 hours.
Enjoy
too.
Yourself. Have a we good sat, time. I'm like, no, I
we,
just
we
ate.
Sat there I'm drinking full. Bourbon for like 2 hours and like every like 20 minutes, I was like, mac and cheese.
You get brisket
mac and cheese. Get it.
But I'm that sounds fun.
All right, Antone. All right, we'll finish this, but that's where you need to take him. What else?
No, you both in Houston, so yeah, just hit me up. But
I'm not in Houston. But.
Got a baseball question before that. All day, every day, especially on Sunday. You already know that, Bogman. Jordan Walker, what do I do with him in a 12 team roto? Keeper for 3 years, keep for 3 years, we keep three players. So he's one of the ones I was planning on keeping when we drafted this year. I can keep him for 2 more years after this, but he doesn't seem to be doing too good in the minor league. So should I keep, let go, or what should I do? My minute's up. Bye.
I like that.
There's
something very comforting about that voicemail. That was very much like literally, I felt like I just got a call. Like, yo, what's up? I haven't talked to you in a bit. Let's go get food. I owe you. Yeah, I like that a lot. It's the theme of the episode, Jordan Walker. So we probably, it doesn't help that this is like 5 days that happened. You know, if you only keep three, I mean, it's easier to say right now because he's coming back up. So, you put him back on the roster. You're happy, blah, blah, blah. I just don't know if he's keepable. So let me give you a better answer because now you kind of have this. If Jordan Walker gets sent back down and he's kind of like struggling or whatever, I think even in a three keeper format, I think he's cuttable. Like, I need to know your other guys. I just don't know if he's a slam dunk keeper in a three only keep format. Not saying he's not, and it might be, but if he struggles or he gets sent back down and there's a whole thing again, I think you could.
Do we get how many teams Antone
has? Didn't. If it's 10 team, it's even more. I think that's where you're going with it. Like if it's
right. Yeah. If it's 15, we just, we just did two rounds and we saw, who was in there. Jordan Walker wouldn't go over anybody in that top 30, not even close.
No.
So another 15 guys, probably not going anywhere in those guys, unless he finishes off real strong.
I mean, Dynasty changes it, but this isn't Dynasty. This is small keeper, and small keeper values are different. Yeah, the thing with
Walker is he should be hitting his peak in 3 years, right? Like, he's probably not going to have it right now.
I mean, it's a possibility next year could be a whole total game changer and stuff like that, and you could have two really good years of Jordan Walker, but it's like, what is that at the expense of? Is that the expense of a good George Kirby? You know, is that like you had two hitters? You already have two lockdown hitters, and it's like Jordan Walker or George Kirby? Like, probably keep Kirby in that respect. But I don't know. I think hopefully that helps a little bit, but it's not going to be the only Jordan Walker thing we have here, apparently. So there you go. Good to hear from you, Anton. I'm glad you are listening. Yeah. Even if you're not calling in, we love you. And
great work on the 1 minute flat. Very awesome.
Yeah. He's very cognizant of it. Exactly. Yeah. All right. We've got our boy Steve. Steve is here. It looks like, let's see, what a Bogman and Welsh voicemail is attached. There's a picture. It's got some stats in it. This is probably going to all align to the voicemail. So let's see what Steve has got for us.
Friendos, got a player question as well as a stat suggestion. Player question is about Teoscar Hernandez. I'm wondering if he's just going to turn this around or not. He's been a little bit better lately. Welsh, notice you still have a pretty aggressive ranking for him in Dynasty. Yeah. I like Teoscar. I'm wondering if you think he is riding the ship or not. My suggestion
Stop. All right. Sorry. I had to hit pause.
How long are you playing with Steve? Steve, calm down. Yeah.
You can. I will mind the Dynasty update. It's coming. That is as of early May. And if you know anything about me, like I don't like to make like super crazy aggressive stuff on players that I feel about off of a month or month and a half. But we are now in sample size territory where I think we can make more concerted efforts. I'm saying all this to say that his ability to walk has gotten worse. He's striking out even more. The hard hits coming apart. It's the tied for the second lowest barrel percentage of his career. These are not good signs whatsoever. The expected stats are in his favor that he can improve. And the thing with Teoscar always has been the guy hits. He murders baseballs, but he's streaky. He is the epitome of streak. It's why I called like Brian De La Cruz baby Teoscar, because all the hard hit is in his favor, but he strikes out and he's streaky, not in his favor. So I think he will turn it. He will be down in the Dynasty update because I was being a little bit more aggressive that I thought Seattle could fix some of this stuff, and it didn't. And actually some of it got worse at this point. So he's going to be much lower, but I still believe he can be like a top 100 player. And I think he can be better in the second half. But I'm not encouraged.
This is
by the
Trey Turner rate. On a smaller scale, right? Like, you know, do we expect Trey Turner to get better? Yes. Is he going to put the numbers up he did last year? Probably not. At this point, we're a third of the way in, and he's struggling. So probably the same thing with Teoscar. But I feel like if you were to trade him low or get rid of him now, you'd probably regret it later, like Welsh said, because of the streakiness. So just stick with him.
Like, I'm not going to lie, like Teoscar borderlines in 10 teams, like maybe being cuttable. Like, and then not even maybe, like you might be able to turnstile him into 10 team and stuff like that. But 12 team, I'm not. I also just believe
I think you'd regret it around. Even in 10 man. But yeah, like if you're down at the bottom, you can't carry albatrosses. So if you're down at the bottom of the standings, you got to do whatever you can to get right now. So yeah, I guess exactly. In that respect, he would be.
I will also point out, hit 209 in April, March. In May, he's hitting 252. The homers have kind of gone down, but I think he's just reestablishing and finding who he is.
Well, he hit 252. He's not hitting. It's over.
Well, yeah, 252. In May, he hit 254. Yeah, sorry, end the sentence. I left it like it was still open. He hit 252. And that was a better run. That was a much better run. That is what you were looking for. He's just got to hit better against righties, too. He's struggling 236 this year, so that's not great. All right, well, you had a stat for us. What do you got?
Called Expected Suck. And I'm going to turn to my friend Chris Farley to introduce this just a little bit.
Let me tell you why I suck.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Now, expected suck is going to stand for swinging strike rate, pop-up rate, chase rate, and K percentage. Now, the league average for this should be about 75. And if you're wondering, Teoscar is coming in at a ugly 104.2 right now. Ooh. Not great. Dalton Varsho, if we're going to stay in the outfield, on the bad side, about 87.8. On the good side of things, Soto at 55.4 on this metric, as well as Michael Conforto at 69.3. Nicely done, Michael. Now, I'm wondering if you think this is a decent predictive stat. Again, that swinging strike rate, infield fly ball percentage, chase rate, and strikeout percentage. Expected suck or X suck.
Okay, so I think we might have something here. So he said league average about 75. I'm going to make an executive decision. League average suck is going to be 69. So let's be serious here. Let's be honest here. That's going to be
right.
And then here, I wanted to see it, and I had this in my brain before he even said it. I wanted to say, when we go from suck to blow is where we get to 100. Thank you, Spaceballs. Reference Spaceballs. Suck to blow. Over 100, you would go into X blow. And your X suck goes into the blow range, Bogman. And yeah, I think this is good. I want to look at this. I need to see the table. Maybe this would be
an X blow and no baseballs coming up, by the way.
So. Yeah, don't type in X suck or anything like that. I know exactly. You know what? I'm going to type it in. I'll bet you I know.
Don't exactly do it. Don't do it. What are you doing?
Let's see. X suck.
Hold on.
I already have it. Take a guess.
Hold on. What you think hold on. Don't say anything.
Let me put in this.
Oh my! Into the chat, and let me know if that is the thing that pops.
You need to say it out loud. No.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
We just saw, I mean.
And hitting walk-offs.
It's due to me.
Hitting walk-offs. Let's
but I
go.
Took Corbin Carroll above Bobby Witt Jr. And I think that's the place that you're in. We're not, it's June 2nd. And Corbin Carroll's got double-digit homers and stolen bases. He's going to be a, whether you like it or not, going to be a 2020 guy. Might be a 2030 guy. Might be a 2040 guy. All of those are possibilities. The other guys are kind of disappointing. So, you know, cross your fingers, Jordan Walker, there's brighter times ahead now that he's got whatever this thing is out of the way. You know, you don't have Alec Burleson. You don't have all these guys playing super, super well. You've got O'Neill hurt. You've got injuries left and right. You've got guys that are struggling, and Jordan Walker can come back and he can rue the day. Maybe this is when he always needed to come back up. So, yeah, I think you hold, you rock, and you know what? One time you might be able to keep him. Even when all is said and done, that was a killer song. Though. I love the production. His production. I could listen to one time, anytime. And I believe he has a YouTube channel with a few of our old parody songs on it too. You can go check him out. Just one time boom king. Always got a spot. Thank you so much, my friend. Love hearing from you. Never, never hesitate to hit us up. More baseball and definitely football. That's it. That's the show. Thank you so much to Frank Stanfill for hanging out with us. I really appreciate that. You guys, I am filling in. I think there's a little bit of sick stuff that's going on CBS. I think a little voice loss and Towers is out. So I'm going to be on the Friday episode. Of course, I'll be back with the Fantasy Pros Monday through Friday. A little weird this week. Thank you to Bogman, who was on the Thursday episode. How'd that go, by the way? We didn't even talk
about great.
That.
Yeah, it was awesome. Good talk.
Chat to rude? Catching up. Chat yeah. mean to you?
No, I don't think okay. so.
Were they mean? I bet they're mean to me.
I don't know that they were too mean to you either. I think everybody was on their best behavior. So,
Bogman was like the substitute. Like, ooh, we're going to be.
No, I'm like when the substitute doesn't show up. So the principal has to go in. I think that's what it was. So
that's really funny. But I'll be back, normal Monday through Friday. I got an extra one on CBS. You guys know where to find all the stuff. Promo code ITL at Underdog Fantasy. Please go and check that out. Use that promo code. Let us know. And find us over at InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. It's the best, greatest way to support us. It's a brand new month. The numbers go down. They trickle back up. It's a weird time. So it's actually, there's not a greater time you could support us right now in the waning months of the year. I got a new Dynasty and Prospect updates coming up here soon. And we got tons more. ITL rolls on. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. You guys have a fantastic, fantastic weekend. And we will talk to you next week. Peace out.
See ya.
Go listen to football now.